For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah, we're off and running with an episode of Believe in Kentucky. Vinny Hardy here flying solo for this episode that is streaming courtesy of the Believe Podcast Network on our Believe in Kentucky X or Twitter page, Facebook, and YouTube as well. Tune in and catch us on all of those platforms. We definitely appreciate it. The homie Aaron Gershon for the Cavs Paws is en route back to Lexington from Omaha, where he was covering the Cats in the Men's College World Series in Omaha. Jay Witt, UKQB, who gave us that highlight, is not able to be on for this episode as well. So I am here flying solo, droning on and on, trying not to put everybody to sleep, but here to talk about the Cats in Omaha, who just did their thing in the College World Series. We had hoped to be coming on, you know, right now with Kentucky playing game two of a doubleheader against Texas A&M. But as we all know by now, that is not the case. Kentucky's elimination game against Florida was rained out yesterday, got moved to this morning, 11 Eastern time, 10 Omaha time, and just wasn't Kentucky's day. You know, got up 1-0, and Florida responded and put up a 7 spot, made it 7-1, went ahead 9-1. Kentucky made it 9-2, made it 9-4. The final end up being 15-4. So the season comes to an end in Omaha, and the outcome, you know, it got out of hand, it got ugly, it wasn't Kentucky's day, but that should not diminish what happened for the entire season. Kentucky just played a baseball season that concluded in Omaha. After playing 3 games in Omaha, here we are in mid-June, and we're talking about the conclusion of a Kentucky baseball season. Had never made it to Omaha before. Never had any games under their belt out there. Won their first one in dramatic walk-off fashion over NC State. We'll backtrack on some of this when we get Aaron back on an upcoming episode, since he was out there covering the game as well. We were all watching, but he was out there. So we'll get his account firsthand from being in the city, out in those streets, and Rocco's and Omaha Steaks and all that stuff as well. But it shouldn't diminish what Kentucky accomplished. They accomplished a lot. They stacked two successful seasons back to back together. The run to the Super Regionals last year, when they lost to eventual champion LSU, it wasn't a fluke because they went and hosted a regional, Kentucky Proud Park, this year, won that Super Regional after winning the regional, won the Super Regional against Oregon State, and then got to Omaha, beat NC State. Look, and after getting to Omaha, they could have easily been, you know, two and done. And there wouldn't have been any shame in that because it would have still been their first trip to the College World Series. But they didn't go two and done. Somebody always has to go two and done in Omaha. This year it happened to be NC State and Virginia. You know, Kentucky won their first game, walked off NC State after, you know, being up 3-1, find themselves down 4-3. Ron Ryan Nicholson ties it up. And then Mitch Daly wins it. Everybody's heard Darren Hedrick's call about Daly winning it. As Kentucky was able to win 5-4 and walk off the Wolfpack. Texas A&M, who's playing Florida now, tip your hat to their ace Prager. You know, he was able to shut Kentucky down. It took the Cats a long time to even get a hit, and they scraped together a run late, losing 5-1. And then we talked about what happened with the Gators today. So, you know, lost the last two games, got roughed up, but still, those outcomes don't poo-poo the entire season because it was a magical season. 46 wins, share of the SEC East Division, win your Super Region, get to Omaha, win a game in Omaha. So the Cats are back in Kentucky now. There's a welcome back celebration at Kentucky Proud Park coming up here about 7 minutes if the schedule's right. Can be back at 9:30 at the ballpark. Hopefully everybody that's able to can get out to Kentucky Proud Park. Welcome the Cats back. We had a big send-off for the Cats when they headed out to Omaha. Hopefully we have a big welcoming party for the Cats as they're back in Kentucky. Appreciate any comments or interactions as well. Not on Twitter as much since it's just me talking, but feel free to follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube. Got my man Nobody in the comments, 606. Definitely my fellow 606er, I always appreciate you jumping in. Asking about Tennessee winning. Yes, they beat Florida State earlier today, 6-1 or something like that. So, yeah, they're already in the finals. And so they're waiting to see what happens with Texas A&M in Florida right now. It's like A&M is up 3-0. Excuse me. On that note, got a poll, too. If you follow us on Twitter, at Believe in Kentucky, I put a poll out earlier. Feel free to go and vote or even put your preferences or thoughts in the comments. It's just a little something we typed out after Kentucky lost to Florida. Because right now, the two teams that beat Kentucky and Omaha are playing in Florida and Texas A&M. Those are the two teams that gave Kentucky their two losses, which led to them being eliminated. So of these two teams that defeated Kentucky in the College World Series, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Texas A&M going forward? Are you rooting for Florida? Or are you rooting for the team that has the best chance to beat Tennessee? Those are the choices in the poll. Put it out a few hours ago, and it's still probably got a couple days left. So get in there and vote. Put your thoughts on there. Just a little, you know, just a little something to talk about or kick around. At Believe in Kentucky on Twitter, BLEAVIN Kentucky, all together. Florida, Texas A&M, team with the best chance to beat Tennessee. Right now it's gotten 27 votes, and it is 52% team with the best chance to beat Tennessee. 44% of y'all are rooting for Texas A&M. 4% rooting for Florida. Nobody saying lots of talks of Texas trying to get men. But, you know, that's what happens. You make a run like this, and, you know, other schools try to holler. We've seen it in other sports. And now, with a run like this in baseball, we'll see, you know, other schools trying to take what we got. I think so, too. And we'll talk about, you know, all this in more detail when the other fellas are back on, too. But curious to see if they want to continue to play this attacking style. You know, they bristle at the thought of it being small ball, but this attack.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
King attacking, putting pressure on defense, doing everything they can to manufacture runs in some cases, hit home runs in some cases. Do they want to continue to lean into that? Do they want to get a few more big sticks where they can maybe go blow for blow and be more explosive on offense? Or they still want to, you know, go this route, which, I mean, just got them to Omaha, bolster the pitching staff and get some more arms. We'll see. But, you know, this would definitely boost your recruiting, your profile. It'll make you more attractive. I'm with you, nobody. I root for anybody playing against Tennessee. I'm an SEC guy, but I can't root for them at all. You know, bowl season comes around when football time comes. You look, I'll pull for Auburn to beat Purdue or, you know, whoever they're playing or LSU or whoever, but don't pull for Tennessee, man. Can't do it. You know how it is. I feel the exact same way. So, vote in the poll, just kicking it around, and, you know, we'll get your thoughts on it or put your thoughts in the comments as well, just like nobody did. So nobody, you're either, you're all A&M, clearly, or Florida. Either way, whoever wins, you want them to beat Tennessee in the final. And I completely understand and respect that for sure. But yeah, don't let today's outcome, that's the theme of this episode. No shame. The Florida loss doesn't diminish the Bearcats season. And it doesn't. It shouldn't. Is it a thud? Yeah. Do you wish, even in a loss, it'd been more competitive? A loss is a loss, but you much rather lose 9-7 instead of 15-4, but that wasn't the case. It's still a great season. If you look back on it, look how enjoyable it was. Look, nobody picked them to beat Oregon State. They just, all the baseball people, even though Oregon State was down, Kentucky was hosting, they would have been there. It's no surprise that Oregon State goes in the election to beat Kentucky. Kind of talked about, I think it was Todd Walker, who kept talking about how Oregon State was a tough draw for Kentucky. That's the way it was perceived nationally. Oregon State, deservedly so, their brand and their accomplishments in the postseason baseball, their profile is a lot bigger and more impressive than Kentucky. So you can maybe see why they would want to lean that way. But we saw what happened. So we're in the best shape UK baseball may be after this. Yeah, and the question for me, we saw what Coach Minge did in his first year, and then we saw that drought, and it was like, hey, what can you do to get it back after you kind of lost it? Well, you go and go to a super regional and lose to LSU. Hey, can we show that we can stack good years together? Yeah. And now you get to the College World Series, you get to Omaha, and now you play your cards right after that and keep the ball rolling after that. And yeah, you definitely have put yourself in a good position to be in good shape to just not just say, hey, it's just going to sell itself, but you can build off of this, and you've got the ball rolling now. It was hard to get the ball rolling. Now you got it rolling. You can kind of just, roll it which direction you want to roll it. How do you want to recruit? How do you want to build? How do you want to add to it? You got a great stadium. You got great facilities. Great in the portal. Guys are going to talk. Players are going to recruit. Going to talk. And, how that stuff happens. They're going to talk about what a coach Mingione is, what it was like playing for Kentucky, what it was like coming to Omaha. That's going to get out, and it's just all going to continue to build up speed. So, yeah, Kentucky's in a good spot as well. Excitement for next season, all that stuff now, and Kentucky can experience it. Lots of other fan bases said they were rooting for UK because of the exciting style. Because nationally, nobody was paying attention to Kentucky baseball like that. They put themselves on the map, casual fans in Omaha kind of jumped on the bandwagon because, March Madness, everybody knows about Kentucky. In football, they're making bowl games, been going to bowl games and winning bowl games. And, it's the novelty, the newness of all that stuff. It's not there, but here is brand new in baseball. Nobody in Omaha has seen the Kentucky Wildcats come before. We've seen a lot of things from a sports standpoint, but none of us had seen the Kentucky Wildcats win a super regional and go to Omaha. And we follow it closely, live and die with every pitch, try to keep up with every series. And so outsiders even more so. Whoa, like you said, they see Kentucky style of play, they see the antics, they see the fun they're having, they see the vibe that Kentucky brought, and everybody's kind of getting a dose and soaking it all up, what we've been seeing, but now it's on the national stage. So it's just just a fun ride, man. Just a fun ride. And for those that listen, you know, if you're mute to TV, if you do it old school and you know, put iHeart on the radio or stream it on your phone or computer or whatever, listen to Darren Hedrick and Keith Madison and just how happy Coach Madison was to be calling the game. Still as a former coach, going to Omaha year after year after year. And now he's on the mic watching the Cats play in Omaha. Got people that, you know, Omaha's a bucket list. You know, that's still a place I'd like to go. You know, my dad, before he passed away, we talked about, hey, we need to go to Omaha at some point in time. And no doubt, I haven't been to Omaha, but no doubt it would be a fun event. Even if it was, you know, Clemson and Texas Tech going to watch them play, it would still be fun. But to go to Omaha for everybody that went this year and the Cats be there, bucket list already, and now that our team is there, the Cats are there, BBN is there. Oh, man. Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. So just hats off to the Cats. Everybody that's able to get out there and welcome them back at Kentucky Proud Park right now. Hope that is going well. And just enjoy it just like you did to send off, just to exclamation point on a wonderful season. So again, we'll continue to talk some baseball. We'll talk some more when Aaron is back on the next episode. Get his firsthand account of being out there among that whole scene in Omaha. Flipping to basketball, and the excitement there is building. And again, I think I said it last week, Kentucky baseball closed the gap on our summertime wait because they never played this far into summer before. So normally we're done with Kentucky sports and just kind of waiting, get that dead period coming, you know, talking season in football. Kentucky carried us to mid-June, which has never been done before. But we've been seeing the clips come out of Coach Pope mic'd up. We've, you know, saw some, you know, stuff from that first practice and all the guys are back. And, you know, you're seeing him kind of, you know, be a little bit detailed and talk about, you know, this and that, and hey, go full speed and take in as much information as you can and that whole thing. He did an interview with Kent Spencer from WHAS-11 in Louisville a few days ago, and we'll try to just play the audio and hopefully it picks up and y'all can hear what I'm playing. And I'll play it now, and I think I'll come back to it at different points in time. So I'll come back and, you know, ask Jalen about it because he's coaching now, even though he's, you know, he's a football guy. This is basketball, you know, the whole coaching thing and part of a staff thing. But Kent Spencer had asked Mark Pope about the putting together. Excuse my.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Little sniffle, got a little runny nose and stuff, a little allergy thing going. He'd ask about, you know, bringing in 12 players and putting together a staff, and was it stressful or was it a whirlwind, something to that nature. But I just really, you know, Pope's answer just kind of caught my ear. It kind of stood out to me the way he answered, and I'll see if I can just play it and y'all can hear what I'm talking about here. Let's see if we can get it.
And teams are a living organism. A staff is a living organism. It's like a living, breathing entity. And so it's not just like hiring somebody, for example, to do a list of seven different components of a job. It's hiring somebody to like interact and interface with every other person on the staff and every guy, player on the team. And so I think it's beautiful, man. And if you do it right, if you can kind of artistically hit the right spaces and bring the right pieces and direct them in the right direction, then you get a synergy that's super powerful and something that can lead to your ultimate goals. And that's what we're trying to do.
Oh, that, you know, the staff and a team is a living, breathing organism. Now, maybe every coach feels that way. Maybe every coach views it that way. But just the way he kind of elaborated on it, the way he kind of articulated it's a living, breathing organism. My first thought went to, maybe some of y'all will notice when your kids, did your mom have that, you know, that bread that her friend gave her with the starter, and you got to put the yeast in it and you got to pour all this stuff in it and you got to feed that bread. And, you know, every week you'll have a new batch of bread if you feed it. And if you don't feed it a couple of times, the next thing you know, that batch will go away. That bread, that yeast, that, it's all kind of like an organism, and it has to be fed, and you got to put all those components and ingredients in it. And if you do that, you got bread for the rest of your life if you want to keep feeding and starting that bread. Just the way Pope referred to the staff as a living, breathing organism, and like every move you make, every hire you make or don't make, affects it. It's like, you know, those forks in the road type moments. Well, if you do this, this will happen with the organism. If you do that, it won't. Just the way he kind of looks at it or approaches it was kind of interesting. So, or I thought so. Well, maybe y'all don't think so, but I thought it was. And I'll come back to this when we get Jalen back on an episode, because, you know, he's been coached by staffs. He's part of a staff now. He's doing coaching, so just a little different approach. I thought it was insightful. I'm kind of thinking so. I think, you know, the focus on him being in-state guy. Pope was down there in Argentina watching him hoop for Team USA. If, like, I'll say this, if we don't end up with Jasper, it won't be from lack of effort on Kentucky's end. I think they're going to let him know that they really want him to be a part of the squad. So if he decides to go elsewhere, everybody's got a right to do what they want to do and choose what's best for them. But he'll know that they really would like him. I'll say that. It won't be because, well, they didn't really try to reach out or show that they're interested. No, he's going to know if he doesn't know already. You know, Coach Pope down there, you know, hopping and jumping and ripping transmissions out of that stick shift he was trying to drive down there in Argentina because he hadn't drove a stick shift in forever. So that's, you know, Coach goes down there and rents a car, rents a stick shift and tries to knock the rust off of driving a 5-speed or a 6-speed. That lets you know that they're interested. I think he'll be back. Going to enjoy his remaining visits. Yeah, they're on the red carpet nowadays. Yeah. And you can't fault, you know, dudes for taking those visits. You know, set them up and take them and, you know, go see what's up. And, yeah. And, you know, like you say, he's keeping it close to the vest. Everybody handles it different. I am too. And then the fact that he's crumpled in that car and trying to maneuver those long legs and downshift and in Buenos Aires traffic too. Come on, man. I can think of a lot better places I want to knock the rust off of driving a stick shift than Buenos Aires. But hey, he got down there and made it back and lived to tell about it and watched Jasper help the squad win a gold medal. So good stuff. The quote, Deion Walker riled the Louisville fans up going back to football. How you say he can't wait to show them that their little brother again. It's, you know, 5 straight wins. So he got a nice little streak. And hey, and then he can keep talking that talk if they can't do anything about it. So, you know, of course, nobody on our side of things is going to find any fault with what Deion Walker had to say. And besides, he where's the lie? Where's the lie? Nobody's worried about them. Absolutely nobody. Absolutely. As far as the women's game is concerned, former Cat just came out, Atlanta Dream. Former Cat Ryan Howard will not return after lower leg injury sustained in the third quarter of tonight's game against Minnesota. Saw where Cameron Brink tore her ACL. So the Olympic 3-on-3 squad is taking some hits. You know, the main two stars with leg injuries. You hope Brink has a speedy, smooth recovery, and hopefully this lower leg injury by Ryan Howard is not serious. They didn't want to go into detail, but hope she's not hurt badly. Excited for girls basketball. Hey, Coach Brooks, you know, the excitement for him was, you know, when he got here and he's done what he's done. You know, the baseball season has kind of took everybody's focus, but he's still over there just, hey, doing his work and got legit WNBA players, legit post players, legit size. And, you know, now it's all just got to come together from a chemistry standpoint. But with so many players that have followed him from Virginia Tech, that's going to help because they know how he rolls. You know, how many times he called Georgia Amore his mini-me, and she's the point guard. You know, just like football, the coach quarterback, the coach and the point guard, and she would have been drafted had she gone. You're absolutely right, nobody. And she is coming here. So Absolutely, man. Legit quality. Absolutely. Absolutely. So excitement for that. Excitement for baseball next season. Coach Skinner and volleyball have been doing their thing. Won a championship a couple of years ago and continues to just dominate the SEC. A lot to be excited about. Of course, everybody focuses on the football and the basketball and the baseball, the big three, the major ones. But the other sports are doing their thing as well, and they are holding their own. Yep, talking season is coming up. 11 days, 12 days. The Texas Longhorns and Oklahoma Sooners will be official members of the SEC. You know, be the first SEC media days with, you know, the both of them. It'll be Elko for Texas A&M and Sark for Texas. And I was saying this earlier, no doubt, maybe I'm sure there's A&M fans that are salty that Texas is coming back to the SEC. But even when they were back in the Big 8, the Big 12, I always used to kind of check out Texas is Texas A&M from the rivalry standpoint. They play on Black Friday. I'm old, so I remember Ricky Williams at Texas. I remember Dat Nguyen and Von Miller at Texas A&M. It was always fun watching that rivalry. So now we get it back, and it's in the SEC. So I'm definitely looking forward to that Texas A&M game. I have to check the schedule. I'm not sure if it's, you know, Thanksgiving weekend or not, but whenever it is, I'm looking forward to watching them renew that rivalry. You know, Texas and Oklahoma just transfers over. You get Bedlam in the SEC now. But that Texas A&M coming back is going to be cool, too. So looking forward to that as well. Vote on the poll. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We do this every single Wednesday, just me flying solo, but we'll have Aaron and some guests back, get Jalen back as well. Got a lot going on throughout the summer, but, you know, we get the full crew back. You know, football season is coming. Like you said, nobody, SEC media days, all that good stuff. But let's see, as we have Texas A&M still beating the Gators, and maybe they provide the best chance against Tennessee. They've had a couple guys get hurt, but we shall see. Nevertheless, Kentucky had a fun, magical ride, and we enjoyed it. And looking forward to the next season. Looking forward to the next episode. Looking forward to y'all being here and catching us on the live stream as well. So, for my homies, Jalen Whitlow, the former UK QB, Aaron Gershon, the Cat's Paws, who was on his way back from Omaha. My name is Vinny Hardy. It's been another episode of Believe in Kentucky on the Believe Podcast Network. Go Cats. We'll holler at y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.